This is GQDN for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a Lich King statue. Free games are coming as well. And the NanCon Connect showcase date is announced. But we begin today with Sony, because PlayStationLifestyle.net did say that Sony has addressed some of the games licenses because of the backlash yesterday. And that is because of the store update that does impact PlayStation 4 and 5. And games that were purchased after March 2026, because of a recent stealth change, did add a mandatory online license check-in for all the content purchased for the PlayStation Store. And that was resulting in some concerns and some backlashes. So there was a statement to GameSpot, and Sony did confirm that the content purchased via the PlayStation Store does require a mandatory online license check-in, but it's a one-time check. A spokesperson said, quote, players can continue to access and play their purchased games as usual. A one-time check is required to confirm the game's license, after which no further check-ins are required, end quote. Now, Sony did not explain why the changes were implemented, but the check-ins were reserved for the PlayStation Plus games. So when this game gets made, you might want to check in on this one too. GamingBolt.com did say that Injustice 3 has been spotted on the Warner Brothers artist's resume. So it might be in development. And if you see the leaks that came from Multiverse's community last year. But there are some evidence that have emerged courtesy of the Warner Brothers games artist resume. And that was discovered by MP First, Ephraim. And there's a screenshot that did say that the two announced titles, Hogwarts Legacy 2, which Warner Brothers has already confirmed that that's in development, and Injustice 3. Now, they both have the TBD next to their titles, and it's indicating that their final names are still pending. And Ed Boon said in June 2023 that he was focusing on upgrading to the Unreal Engine 4. So if the studio had pursued Injustice 3 immediately after Mortal Kombat 11, that would have taken longer. Here's what he said, quote, we did go to a new graphics engine. We really wanted to be careful with COVID and all that stuff and everybody staying safe. So there was a bunch of variables involved that eventually made us realize, okay, let's do better. Okay, let's do another Mortal Kombat game and hopefully we'll get back to the Injustice games, end quote. Sorry, I misspoke there. But could that be done with all the work in place? We shall see about that, won't we? Yes, we will. Because unfortunately, that game will not be revealed at NanCon. Yes, the NanCon Connect 2026 showcase has been announced for May 17th. Once again, going back to GamingBolt.com. And the showcase was previously slated for March 4th, but the company did delay it due to a difficult economic environment. But there's a new teaser video, and NanCon did confirm that the showcase will take place on March 17th. The teaser did include a host of games that are made by the studios owned by NanCon, including The Mound, Omen of Cthulhu, Edge of Memories, Endurance Motorsport Series, and Hunter, The Reckoning, Death Wish. And the showcase will host the show with new trailers and many more titles, maybe some release dates as well. Now, we know that The Mound, Omen of Cthulhu will be coming out on July 15th almost everywhere, except for Nintendo. And Hunter the Reckoning, Death Wish, is slated for next summer. Now, you can find that on YouTube if you wish to see it. We'll see if it's on other streaming services. But don't worry, Switch 2. You will have your deliverance. Eurogamer.net said that Dragon Quest XI S is coming to Switch 2 because it got a rating, and it did. Because Dragon Quest XI S did surface in Taiwan, and the listing appeared on April 29th, yesterday. So the Taiwanese rating board is the most watertight of places when it comes to leaks. But it did have some recent examples on the reveals, which would include Starfield on Switch 2, The Division of Heartland, and Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, along with others. So, yep, it is going to be on Switch 2. Now, there is no date as to when that game will come to Switch 2 in any other places, including in the US. But Dragon Quest Day is May 27th, and we could hear more about Dragon Quest 12 and Dragon Quest 11 coming to Nintendo Switch. We'll keep our eyes open. Now we get to some free stuff. Good stuff. Such as Polygon said that PC gamers can go to Epic Games and you can get Odd Sparks at the Epic Games Store. Firestone Online Idol RPG, excuse me, is free to play as well, along with some other stuff. Pure Xbox says we got free stuff too. NBA Bounce, Predator Hunting Grounds, and Railway Empire 2 for the free-to-play days. Good stuff there. But none of those games have gone gold yet, I don't think. But this one has. My Nintendo News says that LEGO Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight has gone gold. TT Games got up on X and said, quote, "Doesn't it look beautiful? LEGO Batman game has gone gold and releases in 3 weeks. May 22nd. Here we come." There's some Batman statues out there. Yeah. And there's a World of Warcraft statue coming too. Wowhead.com said that there's a Lich King Invincible statue. It's available for pre-order. The thing is, it costs $1,640. So if you can afford it, you can go get it. Oh, but there's some Resident Evil movie that is coming. And Engadget said that it got its first trailer. And the trailer did show someone that was at the rural farmhouse. And it looks like it's going to be a part of the plot that was inspired by Resident Evil 7 Biohazard. And the director, Zach Krieger, was on the PlayStation blog. And he said that they're telling Leon's story, or telling that Leon's story would be redundant and disappointing. But the lead character would have to deal with some resource management. Resident Evil will hit theaters on September 18th. We'll see. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people. Thank you.